Greeting the full moon all alone again, huh? Noah's voice cut through the silence of the night. Sean peered over his shoulder at his cousin. Protective instincts flared. What are you doing here? Tanner males aren't allowed on Kagan Pack lands. Worried about me? Yes. As a member of their rival pack, Noah's presence could be constituted as a threat depending on who saw him. Sean knew better. Noah would give his life if it meant saving one of them. Sean would do the same for a member of Noah's pack. Noah shut the door behind him. With his dark blonde hair in a short ponytail and a white t-shirt stretched over his muscled chest, he garnered the attention of males and females alike. One glance into his deadened green eyes, however, and most people steered clear of him. Guilt, anger, and loneliness gave him a "don't mess with me" vibe that was hard to miss. Losing a female days after mating her would do that to any male. It gave Sean yet another reason to avoid their women. Technically, I'm not on your pack's lands. The Kagan office sits a few hundred feet inside the human's town. As for why I'm here. Noah leaned against the opposite side of the window. Your alpha asked me to talk some sense into you. About Sean's refusal to shift. Everyone in his pack had been on him about it. Their lectures had gotten old. You're wasting your time. I'm fine. My wolf's fine. End of discussion. Is it? Noah raised a brow. You're not getting edgy? Irritable? Or feel like you're going to come out of your skin? If Noah considered insomnia and the new holes Sean had punched into his bedroom walls as fitting those criteria, then the answer would be yes. He shrugged. Nothing I can't handle. Noah made a noncommittal sound, then glanced out the window, scanning the property the way Sean had. Any word on Nick? Is he coming home soon? What? No warnings or long speeches about how I'll go insane if I don't let my wolf out. Nope. You're not stupid. You're just an idiot. Sean laughed. Yeah? What's the difference? You know the facts. You're just choosing to ignore them. Noah had a point. Sean wouldn't deny that. He grunted and turned his attention to the backyard. I'm not shifting until I'm sure I have control over my instincts. And when's that going to be?